You have found the Drop Podcast, recorded live at the spacious STL All Sports Radio Studios. The Drop is an unbiased, in-depth hockey podcast dedicated to the St. Louis Blues and all the hot topics within the NHL. So tell the ref, you don't mind the game misconduct penalty. You were headed to the locker room anyway to listen to The Drop. Here's your host, Lance Descott.
It's great to have you here for this episode of the Drop Podcast radio show. Today we're going to be talking about and recapping and highlighting the Blues Oilers game, which was played on October 20th of 2016. The Blues coming off a overtime loss to Vancouver, such a heartbreaker. I mean, just 2 minutes, right around 3 minutes, a little under 3 minutes left in that third period, and Vancouver come back to tie the game. And then Sedin won it in overtime. The Blues still get a point, so they're 3-0-1 heading into this game against Edmonton. Edmonton's a much improved team, playing in a brand new Rogers Center. I tell you guys, this place is like the Taj Mahal of NHL arenas. A great place to watch the game. This would be a goalie battle back and forth. Edmonton is fast. If you get to watch this team, they're young and they're fast. I think they're going to be a playoff team this year. And both goalies battled, and the biggest save was made first by Talbot on Yaskin in the first period.
Down low for Berglund. Berglund's got Yaskin out in front. Berglund plays it there. Backhand. Great save by Talbot. Puck is still loose.
The game went back and forth, folks. And I mean, it was just an awesome, awesome game. Just fun to watch. I will say what concerns me is Edmonton was a lot faster to the puck than the Blues. The Blues are supposed to be a little faster this year. In last night's game, I did not see it. Edmonton kept the puck in the Blues zone a lot, put pressure on Jake Allen. And if it wasn't for Jake Allen, folks, this game would have been a long, long game for the Blues. It could have been 8-1 Edmonton. But Jake Allen kept making saves just like this one.
And then Sacker at the line. Looks for some room. Got it through. And a save by Allen. The rebound was there. But the Blues clear to the corner.
Allen was playing great. Talbot was playing pretty good. However, I will say the Blues, a lot of their shots were weak in the first period. And he didn't have to make as many spectacular saves as Allen did. But when he had to make them, he did make them. I think he was pretty excited because his wife recently gave birth to twins. So, hey, that's a good excuse to play well because I'm sure he is pumped from that. Any man whose wife gives birth to twins has got to be an excited guy. So, after one period, nothing to nothing, the Blues were looking for a spark, and they got it. And guess who they got it from? The former Oiler, Yakupov.
But he goes wide, now in front. Edmondson follows up a shot. Now in front of Gaitarchuk. They score! Yakupov, in his return to Edmonton, has given the Blues a 1-0 lead.
Oh, man, what a way to return. Nice play from behind the net. And Joel Edmondson, the big burly defenseman, he slides in there. Quick little play to the front. Yakupov, we know he's got quick hands. And he's got quick reaction time. Keep your eye on 64. He's going to slide in right here on the right side, right in the middle. And he just pops it over the blocker. He's untouched. Some poor defensive coverage by the Edmonton Oilers. Is the most dangerous player in that situation is in front of the net. And not one of four Edmonton Oilers sees Yakupov there.
What a great goal by Yakupov, Nail Yakupov. But I will tell you this. What was even more impressive was that pass from Edmondson. Edmondson went back behind the goal after the first shot and just put a perfect pass right on the stick of Yakupov, right in front of the crease, and there's nothing Talbot could do about it. That was Yakupov's second goal as a Blue. Edmondson, like I said, gets the first assist. I mean, Edmondson looked pretty good in that game last night. Yaskin, who got robbed earlier in the game by Talbot, gets an assist also. The Blues' lead would be short-lived, though, as Edmonton would get on the board to tie the game just about 3 minutes after Yakupov's goal to make it 1-1.
Off the boards for Lambert. Cut off there by Edmondson. Letestu. Sekera, his shot, scores! Cruising through was Tyler Pitlick. The game is tied at 1. 6:22, the time of the goal, and it's tied it up.
Tyler Pitlick makes a really nice play. He is jumping into the zone, getting after the puck. And after he comes into support, he is going to move towards the front of the net. You've got three men on the entry into the zone with Pitlick's support. Nice little pushback and smart by Andre Sekera just to get the puck to the net quick.
So Edmonton takes a 2-1 lead. There was some controversy around this goal. The Blues challenged it. It was very, very close. They were saying it was goalie interference. What happened was when Sekera put the puck on the net, he put it towards the right of Jake Allen. And just before Pitlick went to hit Allen and knock him over, he deflected the shot and put it right in the goal. You could definitely tell that it was going to be a close call, but in my mind when I first saw it, it was a goal. And it ended up being a goal after the review. For some reason, though, on the challenge, the referee was very hard to understand. He didn't have a Canadian accent. He didn't have an English accent. I don't know what language he was speaking, but I could not understand him. And I know there were a few people on Twitter saying they couldn't understand him either. And some of the people in the stands look confused. So, you know, maybe the guy wasn't feeling well, which is quite possible. I'm going to give him a break on that one. So this goal going 6 minutes and 22 seconds into the second period. Tyler Pitlick, his third goal. Sekera, his second assist. Letistu, his second assist. And the Edmonton ties it up. There'd be no more scoring in the second period. And the teams would go to the locker room tied 1-1 due to some very good goaltending. Great goaltending by Allen and good goaltending by Talbot. Let's be honest, Allen made much better saves. And Edmonton had much better opportunities, although Talbot did make a few very good saves. So the Blues were looking to get that goal starting in the third period. Edmonton was looking to get that goal to take that edge and see if they could hold it. Who would get the first goal? Let's find out who would.
Eberle, right up the middle to McDavid. McDavid, crisscrossing with Lucic. Here's McDavid to Lucic. He scores! Milan Lucic! And the Oilers take the lead. It's 2-1.
The big line combines here. Jordan Eberle makes a very poised, patient play coming out of the zone. He's coming to the middle, gets it, waits, draws a man to him, waits till Connor gets in position, and then you're gone. Now, it's a little cross that's really hard to handle. In that situation, when two players attack and cross, if the defense stay in their lane, they've got a better opportunity to stop. When you start to travel across your lane, that opens up everything. Two defensemen go to Connor McDavid. Milan Lucic arrives on time.
I'm very upset to see the defensive breakdown so early in this third period. The Blues looked flat once that puck was dropped, and they paid for it quickly. A lot of people think Connor McDavid can just score, but folks, this guy can pass the puck, and he's just a good all-around player. I know there's a lot of talk of Austin Matthews, and I know McDavid's in his second year, but I'll tell you what, I'll take Connor McDavid any day of the week. And Edmonton takes the lead 2-1. The Blues, you know, didn't want this to happen, but it happened. So let's go ahead and go over this. This was Lucic's second goal of the year, McDavid's fourth assist, and Eberle's third assist. Both players playing well for Edmonton, McDavid and Eberle. And that was just 36 seconds in, as I said, into the third period. And it's not what the Blues wanted to happen, but they kept playing hard. It was just seemed to me that Edmonton was a little faster to the puck. The Blues had some issues with some passing, and Edmonton had a couple of great chances off and on throughout the period. But Jake Allen would keep the Blues in the game, hoping that the Blues would come back and tie the game in the third period with these great saves.
Oilers get back in. Drysdale drop pass to Lucic and a save again by Allen.
Oh, this game's picking up.
And Berglund has the puck. Now a break to center. 3-on-1 for Edmonton. Eberle in. Across. Oh, what a save! McDavid robbed by Jake Allen. What a stop there.
Hear the thud of that puck hitting the left pad.
Jake Allen would keep the Blues in the game, allowing the Blues to get an opportunity of a 6-on-5 with an extra attacker with about a minute and a half or so left in the game. But it didn't work, and Connor McDavid got an empty net
back defensively with 45 seconds on the clock. Petrangelo keeps it in, and now an opportunity for McDavid. McDavid's got an empty net. Connor McDavid scores!
So the Blues lose this game 3-1 with that empty net goal. And Connor McDavid, that was his fourth goal of the year. It was unassisted, and that was just about 37 seconds left in the game. Before we get into the stats of the game, let's hear what Jake Allen, Ken Hitchcock, and Yakupov had to say about the Blues' loss.
Game was a 1-1 game right where you wanted on the road, and we made a big error on the 2-on-2, and that was, I gave them that lead, and then we started to have to open it up a little bit.
They're not the Oilers of the last few years, I can tell you that. They're a good hockey club, and, you know, obviously some good additions to their team, but, you know, I thought we played a fairly good game, and it just came a bit short.
They were good. They won tonight, and, you know, they had a real good start with another teams, and, I mean, season just started for us, too, as well, and I think... for us, if you're not going to lose, we're not going to win. So I think it's a good lesson for us, and we have to be sharper against Calgary and to get the points.
We've really, for me, wasted some great goaltending displays by Jake. He's been outstanding, giving us a chance to win both games, and it's unfortunate with the way he's played that we only come out of this thing with 1 point.
You know, we got another tough test, and, you know, we... We want to finish this road trip on a positive note. You know, we need 2 points to head back home to our home stretch, and we need to find a better game on Saturday.
It's getting better and better every game. We really like what he's got. He's got explosive speed. He could have scored a second goal, but he's really competing at a high level. We really like what he's bringing to our team right now. He's bringing a lot.
He's been a huge addition to our team. You know, I think this new start for him is going to be huge. He's already shown the first 5 games that he's an elite player in this league. You know, I know he didn't turn out the way he liked it here in Edmonton. I wished it was, I guess, and he's getting a new opportunity with us, and he's really making the most of it.
It was awesome. I mean, I really appreciate the fans and everyone who did it for me, and that city goes always going to be in my heart. And, you know, I started my NHL from here, so thanks everyone, and thanks fans, and thanks for support.
Ken Hitchcock is dead on. It is kind of sad that Jake Allen played so well in the game against Vancouver and in this game, and the Blues only got 1 point out of it, and it's not a good thing to see. Hopefully they can improve and start getting some goals. I think that will be this team's Achilles heel this year, scoring goals. I think they'll have good goaltending. They'll have pretty good defense, but goals are going to be at a premium unless something changes. And, you know, Jake Allen, you know, as he said, you know, it's not a good start, you know, 0-1-1. On this West Coast road trip, they've got Calgary up next. Hopefully they can make some adjustments and beat their old teammate Brian Elliott in Calgary. That'll have to happen to do that, because I'm sure he's going to be on his game to get back and play well. It's because he's not played great in the regular season, but it's not been his fault. His defense has really stunk in front of him. But anyway, getting back to the Blues, great things that Jake Allen and Hitchcock said about Yakupov. He's fitting in well. He's bringing a lot to this team. It's awesome to see. He is the fastest guy on this team. And I think him and Tarasenko, of course, are the two most skilled offensive guys on this team. We know what Tarasenko brings. And I think we're starting to see what Yakupov brings. And I think he's only going to get better once he gets used to his teammates and the system that Hitchcock has here. You know, and Yakupov is talking about how the fans reacted. Great fans in Edmonton. And I don't know if you've ever been to a game there, but they are awesome. And when Yakupov scored that goal, I would say 60 to 70% of the people cheered for him. Very nice to see. It's something you'd see in St. Louis, but not something you'd see in a lot of other arenas, especially for a player who months ago asked to be traded. A lot of people would be disgruntled. But hey, the fans gave this guy what he deserved. They gave him a big cheer. And he appreciated, as he said there at the end of that interview. And that's great to see. Good for you guys in Edmonton. You're great fans. And it's nice to see that in other NHL arenas. Let's go ahead and get back to the stats of this game. And look at see where things kind of went wrong for the Blues. The Blues fall to 3-1-1 after the loss. Edmonton improves to 4-1-0. The Blues had 35 shots, and, you know, a lot of people are saying Talbot played great. I think Talbot played good and solid. He didn't have to face as many great opportunities that Jake Allen did. You know, the Oilers had 23 shots on goal, but I would say half of those were great opportunities. The power play, neither team scored on the power play. Oilers had 2 chances, didn't score. The Blues had 3 and didn't score. The faceoffs, Edmonton won 58%, the Blues won 42%. Yakupov, the only goal of the game for the Blues, is second. Edmondson on that great, great pass in front of the goal to Yakupov to assist on that one. Yaskin had an assist. Yaskin got robbed early in the game on a great save by Talbot. Allen made 20 saves. Talbot made 34 saves. Pitlick got that deflection goal for his third of the season. Lucic who they just signed in the offseason, got his second goal. Not a fast guy, but he gets the job done. McDavid got an empty net goal, which made it his fourth goal, and he's got an assist in the game. Eberle had an assist, and that's how the game ended. The Blues, I don't think, played their best game. I'm not sure if they truly opened it up like Hitchcock said, because when you're down 2-1, you normally don't really open it up, especially against a team like Edmonton, because that can hurt you. Up next for the Blues is, of course, like I said, Calgary and former number one goalie of the Blues, Brian Elliott. Let's hope they can perform better, because they're going to have to, because I'm sure Elliott's going to want to do very well against his former team. Thanks again for joining me. Don't forget to join me after each game, including the next game coming up against Calgary. I'll be doing the show the day after that, so look for that one. Have a great day, a great weekend, and I'll see everybody next time.
This has been The Drop Podcast. You can email The Drop at theofficialdrop@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at @OfficialTheDrop. Don't forget to subscribe or download this episode and past episode on iTunes, Stitcher.com, and ShoutEngine.com.